A resolution by Supervisors Biddle and Haas providing for an advisory referendum on the April 3rd, 2012 election ballot to inquire of Milwaukee County residents whether all Wisconsin workers should have the right to seek safe working conditions and fair pay through collective bargaining. This item was also referred to the Committee on Intergovernmental Relations.
We have an amendment also. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to amend the resolution. Thank you for hearing this today. Given the state of the current environment that we're in, this proposed referendum is designed to give people a means to express their opinions on what has been forced on us over the past year. Very few people seem to expect what has occurred in the state government. But likewise, this is, I think, a very small pushback against these forces that have fallen upon us. As with any non-binding referendum, this would be purely symbolic, but our action today will speak louder than the words that are printed on this piece of paper. Thanks.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion by Supervisor Haas to approve the amendment. Is there any further discussion on the amendment? Hearing none, we'll call a roll on the amendment.
Borkowski?
No.
Schmidt?
No.
Cesars?
No.
Rice?
No.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
2 ayes, 5 noes. The amendment fails.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I wasn't really...
Supervisor Rice?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since there is adequate time before November to be adequately thinking and considering this, I would make a motion that the matter be laid over to the call of the chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion by Supervisor Rice to lay the item over to the call of the chair. Is there any discussion on that? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Mr. Chairman, I guess I would say there wasn't really much, there was no discussion about the amendment. The effect of the amendment was to change the resolution to a November 6th.
Yeah, we've already voted on that, Supervisor. We're now talking about the layover.
I understand that, but I want to say that the denial of that had the effect of making the resolution moot, because obviously we couldn't possibly move the item for inclusion on the April 3rd ballot.
That discussion was more appropriate when we were discussing the amendment. Well, nobody chose to discuss it at that time.
I'm just
saying we're now on the resolution itself.
That was the effect. I would oppose holding it to the call of the chair only because that would seem to serve only to kill the item, and given the fact that the movement on that motion seem to serve the purpose of making the item moot, I won't participate in that. So I will vote against that.
Any other further comment or question by the committee? Hearing none, please call the roll. We have a motion by Supervisor Rice to lay over to call of the chair.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Cesars?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Haas?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to lay this item over to the call of the chair is approved.
Thank you very much. Item number